With SRN News, I'm Bernie Bennett in Washington. Venezuelans are trying to understand who's in charge down there after the U.S. announced capture of the dictator Nicolas Maduro. Even though Venezuela's constitution says the vice president should take over, what about Venezuela's opposition leader?
Nobel Peace Prize-winning opposition leader Maria Corina Machado says her movement is ready to assert authority in Venezuela. Machado cites a reported victory in the disputed 2024 election. But President Trump indicates that Machado lacks the popular support to govern Venezuela.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Meanwhile, Venezuela's high court has ordered Vice President Delcy Rodriguez to assume the role of interim president. Correspondent Donna Water reports on how Saturday's U.S. military operation in Venezuela affected Caribbean travel.
According to FlightRadar24.com, no airline flights have been crossing over Venezuela Saturday, and major airlines have canceled hundreds of flights across the Eastern Caribbean region after the Federal Aviation Administration imposed restrictions. Those destinations include Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and Aruba. Passengers have been warned that disruptions could continue for days. I'm Donna Water.
Deposed Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro has arrived in the United States to face criminal charges. He was captured in an audacious military operation that President Donald Trump said would help set up the U.S. to run the South American country and tap its vast oil reserves to sell to other nations. Maduro landed Saturday evening at a small airport in New York following the middle-of-the-night operation that extracted him and his wife from their home in a military base in the capital city of Caracas. The couple will face prosecution in connection with a Justice Department indictment accusing them of participating in a narco-terrorism conspiracy. They were taken to a Brooklyn detention center late this evening. More on these stories at SRNNews.com. Puerto Rico approves a pro-life law, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Jennifer Gonzalez-Colon, the Republican governor of the U.S. territory, has signed a measure that amends the civil code to read that, quote, every human being is a natural person, including the conceived child at any stage of gestation within the mother's womb. National Right to Life is cheering the new law, saying Puerto Rico's clear and courageous recognition of preborn babies as persons provides a powerful example for lawmakers throughout the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pope Leo is adding his voice to the chorus of critics condemning Illinois for legalizing assisted suicide. The pontiff, who is from Illinois, says he had spoken explicitly with Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker and urged him not to sign the measure into law. Leo told reporters, "We were very clear about the necessity to respect the sacredness of life from the very beginning to the very end, and unfortunately, for different reasons, he decided to sign that bill." More on these stories at SRNNews.com. The sound of explosions are heard and flares of light seen falling towards Hirogata Airport in Venezuela. Nicolas Maduro's fall at the end, at the hands of the United States following months of pressure from the Trump administration. The one-time bus driver for the Caracas subway has risen to become the president over a long political career. But as the country's leader, Maduro oversaw Venezuela's economic collapse and democratic undoing. His presidency was marked by several crises, pushing millions into poverty and driving mass migration. At a news conference at Mar-a-Lago, President Trump says he's putting all countries on notice. Let Venezuela be a lesson to you.
I will never allow terrorists and criminals to operate with impunity against the United States. This extremely successful operation should serve as warning to anyone who would threaten American sovereignty or endanger American lives.
Maduro's capture marks a significant shift in Venezuela's political landscape. This is SRN News.